Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out again, once again today. Hey, as a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowners Preservation. Hey, if you want to make a great return on your money with as little as $100 to invest and be able to also make a difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes or be able to sell their homes and get out of it and get out of financial trouble, then check this place out. It's American Homeowners Preservation. You can go to their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G. AHP is an American Homeowners Preservation.com. Hey, guys, today I want to talk about a subject that, it does come up for me from time to time. And even with people that are, people have been great investors and things like that, we tend to get on the subject of Dave Ramsey from time to time. Now, if you've listened to any of my episodes in the past, you pretty much know that Dave and Ramsey and I, in some cases, could be like the Lex Luthor and Superman, right? You decide which one is which. And, so in any case, I want to talk about where I might agree with him. Because for example, in the last year I married a woman who actually used to be one of his instructors. So how in the heck does that work when you got a couple that had two very different philosophies? How does that work together? Well, first and foremost, I mean, obviously like the two of us, we've been able to get together with regard to my wife and I, not Dave and I, my wife and I, we've definitely been able to get together because she's seen some of the limitations too, but there's a lot of good. And a lot of times I've emphasized on the things of how we differ, because a lot of times when I talked a lot about cash flow, people would say things like, oh, well, you're just like Dave Ramsey, right? No, like the opposite. But there are some ways we do agree. For example, I do agree with him that we should be wise stewards of our money. He agrees that definitely you should be very picky. He'll even take it to an extreme. Now, you have to understand who he's talking to. Now, if I were talking to the same audience as Dave, I would actually probably be teaching something pretty similar. Understand that Dave's audience is not my audience. Those of you listening are probably not going to be Dave Ramsey's people that he's talking to. It's ironic, though, because the people he usually talks to are typically people, and this is even go, if you can even talk to my wife about this, she was actually training with him in Tennessee. The people that tend to be attracted to him or that he's talking to are a lot of times, people that are, ministers of different churches. They're usually the ones that are teaching it. And they're usually teaching to people that are broke, people that are maybe making $30,000 or so a year, people that aren't really making much, people that don't have a lot to speak for, and they really aren't making ends meet, and they're probably sinking in debt as a result. Because really, I mean, you're living about the poverty line or less. He's talking to those people or people just starting out in life, try to get them the right habits, especially if they have horrible spending habits. If you need Spenders Anonymous or some group like that, support group, then yes, he is your guy. I am not your guy. I can teach you some good stuff, but for the most part, you might need some deep intervention. And Dave is going to do great stuff for you. The fact that he teaches really in-depth on just narrowing down on that little niche of like budgeting and how to, about paying off debt. Even though I teach a different method of how to pay off debt that I believe is more effective, still the things he teaches will get you in a better situation. If you're in a very tight financial situation where you don't make a lot of money, or you have a very bad spending habit or both, he's amazing for that. And in fact, I'll tell you an example. I had one client, this is years ago. This is over a decade ago. This client, I actually tried to help out. I actually refinanced their mortgage, helped them consolidate and pay off some of their debts, right? Did that. I think it freed up about $600 a month. Surprisingly enough, within a matter of about a year or two, and this shouldn't surprise too many people, nor should have me, but within a year or two, they were right back into running up credit cards again. Now, the whole reason we paid this off was so that they wouldn't do it. And remember, back in those days, I was a financial advisor, a traditional one. I was teaching a little bit more of Dave Ramsey type of stuff. But it didn't change their habits. They just ended up spending the extra money they were given. Now, granted, like back then, I wasn't looking at people's budgets really intensely. I was doing it based on what they thought the numbers were, not what they actually were. And so what ended up happening is that they ended up running up a bunch of credit cards and they're deep in debt. Well, guess what? One day enters Dave Ramsey, the Bias Financial Peace University course. And amazingly enough, they paid off all that debt and they're in a better, much better, more disciplined place at this point. And so that's definitely where we agree. Like I agree that, you know, people shouldn't be using debt in a bad way. Now, I don't believe it shouldn't be at all. I think that actually debt can be used in a good way. He goes all or nothing, right? He's very black and white. It's pretty much all or nothing. You know, I also believe in like some of his baby steps. Like I believe in baby step number one. Baby step number one for him is have $1,000 emergency reserves. I believe in having emergency reserves. I think it should be more than $1,000. I don't think $1,000 even is close before you start aggressively paying off your loans. For some people, I might tell them to get at least $5,000 or $10,000 saved up before they start aggressively paying off credit cards. Again, it's case by case. It can't be blanketed like that. But again, he's teaching to the masses, right? You know, thirdly, I mean, I actually agree that you should have a savings plan. You know, I agree that's actually a good thing. Now, I don't believe you should be investing in mutual funds. I'm very clear on that one. He believes that, you know, maybe your 401k or mutual funds are great. He still believes that somehow mutual funds are producing a 12% rate of return, which, by the way, I just read an article where they said, hey, look, guess what? The market just hit a new high. The Dow hit a new high of 22,000. Well, guess what? It hit 11,000 back in 2000, in the year 2000. That was 17 years ago, which means that the market returns have been about 3.98% average returns in the market. You know, congratulations, guys, you haven't even hit 4%, and that's before fees, you know, things like that. So that kind of stuff I don't agree with. I, you know, again, like I like to check my facts a little bit more. You know, I like to actually be up to date and up to speed. I'm not perfect because things change all the time. It's very possible I could be outdated a little bit. But once I find out I'm wrong, I change it. And he just keeps teaching the same thing. You know, and the thing is, you will never get a 10 or 12% rate of return in the market over time. Over a year or two, yes. Over time, no. And so those kind of things we definitely differ on, right? You know, so there's a lot of things. I believe in having, you know, I don't call a budget, but a spending plan. I believe in having that and being disciplined. And now he'll go really overboard. He'll tell you to get that second job, get that pizza job. You know, there are times actually I agree with him on that. Sometimes I agree. It's like, you know what? You guys need to go out, especially if you're business owners, you might need to get out and get a side job. Some people had to get an extra job. He's talking about right outside of their full-time job. But you know what? Sometimes getting another job can help. In fact, I've seen in a lot of situations, that's been a way to actually speed up your progress, speed up in the way of getting out of a job. If you're in a job, you know, now if you're working full-time at a job and you're trying to run a side business and trying to do a part-time job, you're going to have a really difficult time. I don't recommend that. It would be hard to be successful at anything. But again, it's a case by case. So, I mean, the moral of the story is that, yeah, Dave teaches some good things, and I believe wholeheartedly that Dave cares deeply about helping people. Now, I'll tell you, with my wife and her experience, one thing that shocked her, that got her to think differently. In fact, this is something that upsetted some of those that were instructors like her for the Dave Ramsey course, is that people said, like, oh, yeah, you should, you know, definitely start saving up a lot of money, then giving to charities, but you don't need overly lavish houses or anything like that. Well, my wife's been to his house. He has an amazingly huge mansion out there. And when she went through that mansion, she said, huh, maybe that's not everything. Maybe what he's teaching is teaching to like the lowest common denominator. He's teaching to the lowest level. But how he's living is different than what he's teaching. He actually lived a much better place of abundance than what he's teaching. Now, I'm not saying he's ever like gone into debt or things like that. He might have paid full out in cash. I mean, he's got a $100 million business. It's a pretty successful business he's got there that he's had a lot of people doing. But you have to ask yourself is, hey, you know what? What do they actually do? It's like questioning Susie Orman. You know, I mean, I remember this about 10 years ago. There's an article that came out, actually maybe a little less than 10 years ago, maybe about 8 or 9 years ago. There's an article that came out about Susie Orman, about her portfolio. It was released about where her assets actually are. Now, if you know who Susie Orman is, she's a person that's all about, you know, putting that money in that 401k, you know, stuffing it. She's just recently started changing the last, you know, 5-6 years or so, started to tell people, hey, you know what, maybe you should pay off credit cards first before you start trying to get an IRA or like a 401k and things like that. Well, what's interesting is that out of the money that she had, out of the $20 million of assets that she had that was reported back then, only 5% were in mutual funds. 5%. That means she only had about $1 million of the $20 million in mutual funds. The very thing she says that you need to have to become financially free, she's not doing herself. She was investing mostly in real estate and bonds and things like that. Actually, in much more conservative portfolio, not in aggressive portfolios like she tells people to do. My point is this, is that, yeah, I can agree with any point with some people. In fact, I'll tell you, over the last several years, Susie Orman's actually started to gravitate more towards me, not the other way around. She's actually started to kind of even out a little bit. She's been less kind of extreme in her viewpoints. Dave's kind of stayed pretty steady for 20 plus years. He's taught the same thing. He doesn't vary from it. But Susie Orman, she started to gravitate more towards, hey, you know what? Maybe not always investing is good. Maybe there's some exceptions to the rule. And I'm telling you, there are. There's always exceptions. There's always case by case. You know, I could tell you that I've had people that are Dave Ramsey fans that after years of following his advice, they get to a point to say, hey, I'm debt free, but now what? You know, I'm nowhere, you know, like I've got, and some of them will even have some savings too. You know, I've had several people lately that have come to me just about wanting to create more cash flow on the investing side. You know, and they'll be debt free or pretty darn close, other than maybe a mortgage, and that's it. And some of them even have their mortgages paid off, and then saying, wait a minute, now I have it paid off. Now I'm sitting on probably my best asset to get capital to go and invest and make more money. Now, again, you got to be a wise steward. If there's any message I have, I don't teach you to be a saver. I don't teach you to be a spender either. I teach you to be a steward, which a steward is in between the spender and the saver. You know, it takes the best of the two worlds. You know, the saver is always about paying off debt and saving, but it's never enough. It's a scarcity mentality. But spenders, it's never enough for them either because they're always spending the money. So there's got to be that in between. And that's where that steward comes in. Stewards want to make things better. They want to improve upon things. They want to multiply the blessings and the resources they have. They want to make it better. They want to leave this world a better place than how they came in. That is what it means to be a steward. And so, yes, of course, there's sometimes assets that you have that are not being utilized appropriately. There are things you could be doing that not only could be utilized to bless your life and make your life easier and better, which, by the way, in many cases there are, but at the same time, it could also make other lives better because you're stopped being centered on yourself. See, when you're in that scarcity mentality, when you're either trying to save money like crazy or you're trying to stay afloat because it's easy come, easy go because you're spending it so fast, you can't focus on other people. You can't make a huge difference in people's lives. You can. Let me repeat. You can do that. The ability is there. But you're so focused on yourself, you can't see it. You actually miss out on opportunities. But the whole reason that people consult with me is because I get paid to help people see what they don't see. That's what almost everybody says when they come to me. You know, and sometimes it's not that much. I've had some pretty sharp people I've talked to, and there's not a whole lot we have to change. And some people, it's like, hey, we can do massive overhaul. And the funny thing is that massive overhaul isn't much different. It doesn't take a lot. In fact, it's actually much easier than they thought it would be. It's already right there. The resources are already there. The question is, can you see them? And so the trick is again, I'm not saying, you know, people like Dave Ramsey are bad. They have their place, but they're going to be talking to people that are in a scarcity world and teach them kind of that little next step in the scarcity world. They're just getting them a step higher, but they're still in that scarcity world. Here's the problem. If you're in that situation, or maybe you're in a situation where you don't need to be in that world. Most people that listen to Dave Ramsey don't need his advice. Most of them are already thinking that saver mentality. They're just being reinforced in it. And when you're being reinforced in it, then you get stuck. And then you can't see the opportunities that are right there that are make it easy for you to be able to get out of a rat race, to get out of and start living your dreams now, or at least getting yourself to a place where you say within the next 5 or 10 years, you could be in a place that's completely different financially, where most people, they keep following that advice. They're going to be pretty much at a place they work as long as they possibly can and then spend as little as they possibly can when they get to retirement. That is the life that people are creating today. I don't want you to be that kind of casualty. I don't want you to be a financial casualty. I want you to live a life of freedom and prosperity. And so everybody, that's my thing. Everybody has their place. I believe that when you have these people that are financial pundits out there, they're not evil, but their advice can be destructive in your situation. So if you want to live a higher life, I say choose to live a higher life. By the way, if you're in a place you're saying, you know what, I think I need that next step, shoot me an email. Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's chat. Let's see if it makes sense. It makes sense at this point, because I'm telling you, you might have procrastinated delaying your life and your enjoyment long enough. It might be time now to make it different. So this is Chris Miles signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.